The latest Nobel laureates will get dressed up next month to accept their prizes in Stockholm. And on stage for the Economics Prize will be an unlikely pair, two economists who disagree about one of the biggest questions out there, which is, can anything be done to prevent economic bubbles? David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team tracked down both of those laureates to talk over their differences.
When Robert Shiller at Yale University got the call that he'd won the Nobel Prize, he was surprised. Surprised to win, but also surprised when the folks on the phone told him who he would be sharing the Nobel Prize with. Eugene Fama, an economist at the University of Chicago.
That was a complete surprise. He and I seem to have very different views. It's like we're different religions, you know?
How different? Take that term bubble. People use it all the time. There was a famous Dutch tulip bubble in the 1600s. More recently, of course, the dot-com bubble and our housing bubble, where prices went up, then came crashing down. You know, bubbles.
The word bubble drives me nuts, frankly.
That is Shiller's co-laureate, Eugene Fama. Fama believes markets are basically rational. Sure, prices go up. Sometimes they come back down. That's normal, he says. Prices reflect the collective wisdom of everyone in the market. So Fama says, what exactly does Robert Shiller mean by a bubble? What's his definition? I asked Shiller.
I give kind of a long-winded definition. It's like a it's like a mental illness. If you look at the American Psychiatric Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which defines mental illnesses, the mental illness definitions consist of a checklist of symptoms.
Here's part of the Shiller checklist applied to the latest housing boom. Symptom one, rapidly increasing prices. Check, home prices in Miami basically doubled in a few years. Symptom two, people tell each other stories that purport to justify the bubble. Check, I have a book at my desk from this time period, title, Why the Real Estate Boom Will Not Bust. Symptom three, people feel envy and regret they haven't participated. Check, I did.
There's an impulse to buy into it. Because of the swirl of emotions that one feels. Oh, I would add one more. The news media are involved.
Thanks a lot for that.
Well, there were no bubbles before there were news media.
Fama's response to this definition is, so what? Lots of things meet that definition that don't end up crashing. Look at Google, for instance. Rapid run-up in price? Check. Stories people tell to justify the price? Check. Those guys at Google are geniuses. Lots of emotion, regret? Check. Google used to be $85 a share. It's now over $1,000 a share. Fama says if you say something is a bubble, you're basically predicting that the price will crash spectacularly. And he just doesn't think anyone can do that.
Because I don't think there's anything in the statistical evidence that says anybody can reliably predict when prices go down. So if you interpret the word bubble to mean I can predict when prices are going to go down, you can't do it.
I mentioned that Robert Shiller is often credited in the press with predicting two bubbles, the stock market crash in the 1980s and the recent housing mess. Fama shrugs.
So what happens each time is the media goes in and finds somebody who predicted it. That person gets anointed. You don't go back and look at past predictions and see, is this just luck?
So what is your challenge to Robert Shiller? He should predict the next bubble.
Right. Not just the next one. You know, statistical reliability means more than two, really.
The next 10?
Well, the next 10 would be really convincing. Yeah, then I'd be convinced.
I put the challenge to Robert Shiller. Could you predict the next 10?
If I lived long enough, yeah.
You do think you could?
I think so. I'm not the most self-confident person.
This is more than an academic debate. If you believe bubbles are predictable, then maybe you can slow or even stop them. But if you think they're hard or impossible to spot, there's not much to be done. The Nobel Committee noted the surprising and contradictory nature of this year's prize, which is perhaps why Shiller and Fama will be accepting their medals next month with a third man. There's a third laureate, Lars Peter Hansen from the University of Chicago. Hansen developed the statistical math for how to resolve debates like this. So maybe there's hope. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.